Reading for February 18th, entitled, The Worth of a Soul. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. We profess to be the repositories of God's law, and as a people professing to have greater light and to live up to a higher standard than any other people upon earth, we should show greater perfection of character and a deeper devotion, exalting sacred and eternal things. A most solemn message has been entrusted to those who have received the light of truth, and our light should shine forth in clear beams to brighten the pathway of those who are in darkness, and thus daily glorify God in our lives. Every member of the church has an individual responsibility as a member of the visible church and a worker in the vineyard of the Lord, and should do his utmost to preserve harmony, union, and love in the church. The evidence that the world cannot withstand and controvert that God has sent Jesus into the world as its Redeemer is in the oneness of the church. Their unity and harmony is the convincing argument. Satan is therefore constantly at work to prevent this harmony and union, that in witnessing the bickering, strifes, and dissension, unbelievers shall become disgusted with Christianity and fastened in unbelief and infidelity. God is dishonored by those who profess the truth while they are at variance with one another. If our profession to have greater truths than other denominations have does not lead to deeper consecration and purer and holier lives, of what advantage is this truth to us? It would be better for us if we had never seen the light of truth than to profess to accept it and not be sanctified by it. To determine how great a matter is involved in the conversion of a soul from error to truth, we must appreciate the value of immortality. We must sense the pains of the second death. We must comprehend the honors and glory awaiting the ransomed and understand what it is to live in the presence of Him who died that He might elevate, ennoble, and give to the overcomer a royal diadem. The worth of a soul cannot be fully estimated. How gratefully will the ransomed and glorified ones remember those who were instrumental in their salvation! Not one will forget his self-denying labors, his persevering efforts, his patience, perseverance, and earnest heart yearning for these souls who might have been lost to Jesus Christ had he neglected his duty or became weary in well-doing. Taken from Manuscript 1, dated February 18, 1880, entitled Church Difficulties.